Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Vern Kennedy. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Jake Powell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sherry Robertson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Johnny Nagealing. And now, play ball. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early takes first base on ball four. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan strikes out. One out. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling strikes out. Two outs. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Edwards moves to second. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boudreau strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 1 in the game. Vernon hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0 for 1 in the game. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 1 in the game. Spence takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Spence moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Early takes first base on ball 4. Spence moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 1 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagiling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Nagiling reaches second base with a double. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hockett. Powell reaches second base with a double. Nagiling scores. It's 1-0, Senators. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Rosar and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy fires to first and picks off Vernon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-2 in the game. Rocco strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to second. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Early takes first base on ball 4. Moore moves to third. Robertson moves to second. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-2 in the game. Pretty hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Robertson scores. There goes Early trying to get to third. Edwards throws the ball into Keltner, who tags Early for the out. It's 3-0, Senators. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Roy Cullenbine pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar scores. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hockett hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Boudreaux moves to third. Mac moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Jack Salveson now pitching. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nagiling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Powell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vernon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Woodling. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Powell goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1, Senators. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moore hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Spence hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing left field. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Woodling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Rosar moves to second. Allie Reynolds pinch runs for Lou Boudreaux. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Rusty Peters now playing shortstop. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Early hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robertson moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. Pretty hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Edwards. Pretty reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. Early goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Senators. Steve Grimek now pitching. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Peters fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Johnny Nagiling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagiling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nagiling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jimmy Grant pinch hits for Steve Grimek. Jimmy Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-4 in the game. Hockett strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rocco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Robertson. Rocco moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Edwards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocco scores. Keltner moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 6-2, Senators. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Woodling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye F. Rom Griffith Stadium in Washington.